Hey, welcome to the Grease Valley Radio. That premiere content, that good stuff, that schmegenduced nonsense. What's up? It's Big Bumble Bali, and we're here for you with a great episode. Let me tell you one thing first. During the money era, there are a lot of good podcasts. I listen to so many of the good pods on car rides or walk home sometime while I'm in the bath or walking to work. You know what I mean? I used to listen to that Kingfall, that Archive 81, but let me tell you, the most popular of the pods, they ended up taking over the whole world. True crime. True crime podcast, the most popular thing. You can't take 10 steps without stepping over a new one. And they've all got so many fantastic content and weird things going on, but sometimes some of them are a little sus, like they get a little too excited about that shit, you know what I mean? So let's talk about it here today, the truest crimes. Ayo! Here are mine. You know they're the truest crimes because there are things I've heard on the internet or from other people in the Grace Valley. So, like, they have to be true. Some might call this a crime drama. Truest crime. Boy, we're going to bring you some monsters of the old world. Some monsters of this broken ass world in the Grease Valley, like Tarek Mox or Alex Jones. Some real criminals of the past. Some of the most wanted. We're going to bring you motherfuckers like LV-13, the Steel Flesh God, cults like the Children of Money. Oh, we're going to bring it all to you here on that Grease Valley Radio. Ayo, stick around. We got plenty of premiere true crime content right to you. Let's go. Let's start it. Grease Valley, baby. Yeah, true crime. So let's get into it. But firstly, I gotta say, let's get into it. You gotta be careful when you're talking about topics like this. Oh, you're gonna go over some bad stuff, you're gonna go over some real nasty mental health issues, and you gotta make sure to treat it with care, and this is in the, respect it deserves. You gotta understand, I'm not a professional, I do not understand any of this shit. I research a shit ton, but I don't mean I have a degree, so let's get that out of the way. Secondly, I'm not trying to fetishize this kind of stuff, you're not supposed to get, like, really excited or anything. Cold cases are solved through some true crime podcasts, and they're used to just kind of educate folk on how to avoid scenarios like this in the future, or just kind of like be educated on how these criminals executed these crimes. To be honest, a big one that's always helped is never be polite. Fuck that shit. Somebody's being weird, somebody's setting you off. Fuck them. They do not deserve your politeness. If they're being weird and they're setting you off, fuck them. You know what I mean? But, and there's some real monsters in the world. But let's be real. There are no monsters. No one's born a monster. That's just a tactic to dehumanize someone. So for you to say, they're a monster. I can never be a monster. I can never be like that. I'm a human and they're a monster. Now, we're all humans in the end of the day. But people have mental health issues that could lead into personality disorders, that could lead to these types of behaviors. Just because you have a mental health disorder does not mean you're going to commit these behaviors. So, don't demonize anyone with mental health issues. Ayo, that's just the wrap on that. Let's get into it because, since 2040, we've had a lot of weird things going on during the money era itself. All these chemical factories popping out of it everywhere. You never know what they're producing. They're pumping all these chemicals into the skies and into our rivers. All these new elements are popping up, all these new stones and minerals. People are going crazy over them. They're obsessing over them, starting cults, getting greedy, making money off of these things. If we're gonna talk true crime, let's bring up the Android rebellions. Yes, both of them, and all the small ones throughout all the different countries in the world. Let's be real, if you're gonna bring AIs into the universe, you're creating life itself. And that's a huge thing, and that's the next step in human evolution. But understand by doing that, you can't enslave them. You can't control them and tell them what to do. Think about that. Think about how fucked up that would be. So of course they rebelled, you know what I mean? So let's talk about it. Let's talk about all the bad things that happened during the money era. And then we'll get to, you know, the post-money era where we're living now. But, you know, the real shit. During money era, let's talk. Some of the worst people who are remembered. Pol Pot, firstly, motherfucker. Prime Minister of Cambodia, if you Googled it. But that motherfucker was a dictator. Killed millions of people. Had mass book burnings. Used intimidation. Manipulation of politics. He took over. Killed a bunch of people. Said he was helping his own country. Those kind of monsters are terrible. And they pop up all the time. Dictators are horrible motherfuckers. And they're just real good at manipulating people. So bad people? Let's talk about it. Hitler was a bad person. The Pope who blessed all those bombs during World War II. Oh, the fucking Pope Pius XII. Jesus. There are documents coming out of the Vatican saying he was helping Hitler and he was helping the Nazis and putting down Jewish people. Come on. That's what the religion was offering during World War II. I don't know about all that. But let's talk about the skull and crossbones. Skull and crossbones, a little white supremacist fucking secret society of rich people held for forever. In the year 2051, no one forgets that they tried to start a giant race war, saying that their leader would become infinite, and they're trying to use nuclear energy infusions to become omnipresent. Yeah, that shit was crazy. That shit got shut down quick. The superhero gangs ran their shit down. The superhero gangs of that era could not get to Alex Jones. Alex Jones was the monster who flew a cloud maul in, you know, the cloud malls that the sky folks used to work in and live in. It's all the blimps connected to each other. Flew it right into Crater Lake. He was on all these drugs. He said, "I'm gonna solve the simulation." He was going crazy. All of his conspiracy theorist fans were rooting him on. That's why you can't encourage or allow people like that to have a platform to perform on, you know what I mean? And one of the last one I'm gonna hit real quick, Cortell Mox. Now, Cortell Mox, of course, was the innovator of the AI tech, but mainly the profiteer off of it. He's the one who marketed the whole thing to the whole world, but essentially was just creating AI slaves and enslaving an entire group of people that he created. Terrible thing. Forever jail. He got sent to the forever jail at the bottom of the Atlantic in 2063. Ayo, no one can say I ain't a history boy. Let's get into some of the more current crimes though. Ayo, it's that Grease Valley Radio to you. Hey, so let's talk about some of the criminals of the broken world, of the post-money era. And now one of the first ones that is always gets brought up in all the post-money true crime pods is the Twilight City Fiend. Now the Twilight City Fiend, I don't like to name names, I don't like to justify killers or like give them any fame, but his name was Hugo Torque, and he was on a 3-year manhunt that a pod actually helped solve. By giving the information about where he ate the night before the cops caught him, and then the cops caught him the day after. Now this man was known as a shapeshifter. During money, he was a quantum physician. After money, he became a murderer. He'd be like stealing a mall with a helicopter at the same time as he's committing a home invasion. He's saying, "Where are your family jewels?" It was said that at one point he was a shapeshifter. And he became a bank and tricked a bunch of people to put money inside of him. And then the next day he was gone. Everyone said the bank was just gone. It must have been Hugo Torque. Now the 3-year manhunt came to an end with this man being shot to the ground a billion times. Blah, blah, blah. No more Hugo Torque. But if we're going to bring up another more of the deadly one, we're going to bring up LV-13. Gets brought up a decent amount. And he gets used by these android fucking, these human supremacists saying that androids are pieces of shit. But this was an android programmed to think it was a god. It thought it was a god android. It was a god AI. It was very poorly programmed. It was able to hack other androids via this web they were all connected to. And what he did was he would kidnap these other androids, take them to his laboratory up in these Wisconsin hills, and he would form these abominations. He would form these atrocities by mutilating the androids and fusing their steel and flesh together, and he would send them to attack cities or just go live their hellish life out in nature. So sometimes you'll come across these abominations. Not all of them were defeated or destroyed. Some of the more notable ones, he created a beholder that destroyed San Francisco. It was a giant android beholder using gravitation devices. It was floating. It would just shoot laser beams out of its 100 different eyes. It had a mega eye in the middle that shot a nuclear beam. It was terrible. There were a couple different beholders. All of them were very sad. They hated what they were doing. Not as much as the Hecatonkeries. The Hecatonkeries that he created, the 100-arm, 50-headed monster that destroyed Detroit. Yeah, that thing was a monster. There's reportedly a couple of Hecatonkeries still roaming about. He also made these horrible android animal combinations. Now, the android animals that were released to, kind of defend other animals and keep populations up, he mutilated these animals, fused them with androids, created different things like different minotaurs and centaurs, these formarian creatures. It was disgusting. LV-13 was definitely decommissioned as one of the superhero gangs led by Maxo Scream finally defeated the Steel Flesh God, even inside of the Steel Flesh God's living sewer labyrinth, the lair itself. Let's get away from some of that gross stuff. One more AI, actually, we had to bring up Lux. Now, I really don't like bringing up AI murderers, because human supremacists use this to make AI seem like they don't belong, but Lux was a AI created to, kind of like control cars and make sure they're staying on the right sides of the street. Now, he did take over the cars and use the cars to eat people. He had cars eat dozens of people, dozens of thousands almost of people, and that's why people still today don't trust to a Toyota car. They see a Toyota and they say, is that thing gonna try and munch me? You trying to get me in the hood and munch on my body? No thank you. Now, one of the last ones I'm gonna get to is the Gemstone Horde, a very stylized cult, and this is on purpose, and they have dozens of sects through all the major regions in the Broken World. Yes, they like to sniff, smoke, eat, and liquidate gems so they could insert it into themselves. Now, they'll smoke gem dusts, they'll sniff the gem powders. They're very horrible people. They think by eating and ingesting these minerals that they'll become more powerful and more strong. Now, some of the specific sects are like the Opal Gut Wrench. Now, the Opal Gut Wrench sects, known for their opal jewelry being completely nude, but these beautiful opal jewelry all over them, and they would eat opal pebbles. They go, nom, 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 I become powerful. Not like the Topaz Lord Vale. Now, the Topaz Lord Vale was a notorious drug runner. He drug run originally Schmeg and LSD, some Elder Tree juice, but then it became like stuff like Krunk and Schnark, and you can't fuck with that stuff. Now, they were known for snorting topaz, but one of the worst was the Amethyst Priests. Now, you knew the Amethyst Priests as soon as they entered your town. They had these giant ceremonial robes, these masks covered with amethyst dust, and they'd come into your town and essentially invade it. They'd ask for 3 sacrifices, and they'd always get their 3 sacrifices. Now, they'd take the 3 sacrifices in front of town, they'd make a little slit, and they make a slit here, and another slit here, and they cut the person up, and then they insert a gem into each one of those cuts. A little amethyst into each cut. And then they look down at the three with all the cuts as they're losing their blood and the gems are filling their body. And they say, "These are our amethyst witnesses. You have been a witness." And they leave the town. Horrible stuff. And let me just say, they're usually too well documented. I hate talking about them because they kind of use these documentations as just kind of like a recruitment process. People are still joining every day. They just can't cope with money being gone, so they gotta join some gemstone hoard so they don't gotta think about their old life. It's real nasty, it's real ugly stuff. I'm gonna throw it to a commercial and we'll get back to some more true crime crimes. What's up? Grease Valley Radio to you! I'm Kelly Kizzle, bringing you the most amazing fauna in the broken world. I'm talking about the Twilight City Zoo. Come explore the new Draco Carp exhibit. Whoa, whoa, Draco Carp? 1,000 feet big, lives in its own lake exhibit. You could buy a drone and swim the drone through the lake. Hey, it might even eat your drone. That's good luck. That's good. That's just good math. Come to Slime Ray Bay Aquarium and really touch those slime rays. Ooh, so goopy. Watch out for the nether shark. Also featuring night prowlers, our exclusive grease elephant exhibit, and some swamp apes. Ooh, and not to mention the walrus Lord Rufus himself. Oh, it's his 20-year anniversary. He's a classic. Come on and see. Come by today. And all of our handlers are certified druids. They all know how to take care of the animals and give them the best of the best. Hey, yo, that's Twilight City Zoo coming to you. Say offer code GreaseGrease for a free centipede necklace. Yay, today.
So for this segment, I'm thinking of bringing you the Broken World's Most Wanted, or the Grease Valley's Most Wanted even, those motherfuckers. So let's get into it. Who's wanted today? Who should you be looking out for? Let's be real, some of the main ones are all the cults and the secret societies out there. Tons of cults, and especially the money cults. People can't cope with the loss of money, so they make cults, and especially money cults, to pretend like money still exists and money still is worth. Now, some of the most dangerous ones, we've brought up the Loot Boys before with their frozen volcano and sacrificing for infinite loot. Now, the Children of Money, a notorious cult, also known for sacrificing, but they mainly sacrifice androids and different forms of technology. They believe that without money, technology couldn't have existed. So if you get rid of all the technology, money will therefore exist again. They believe that kind of androids just took all of the money inside of them. It took all of the power of the money to create these powerful pieces of tech. So if you destroy them, you might be able to get the money back. Not as bad as the money popes. Now, the money pope of the West, Phrixus III, is now in a coma, and apparently all the money heralds are in a giant panic, and now in this panic, hundreds are being murdered, towns are not getting the food they require, all the good people, good people who follow the money pope, just people doing it so they could have food, you know what I mean? They are now suffering, and that's when I can't fuck with the money pope shit. When one just goes in a coma, y'all should have a backup plan for that. Y'all looking like idiots right now. Who would even watch a show like that? Now let's get into the followers of the Book of Bostein real quick. A more spiritual group, apparently believing in the power of sacred geometry. They form these kind of doorways on walls. They'll etch it in chalk, and they'll etch all these triangles and circles and Pythagorean tortoises and the Megatron squares, and they'll make these doorways, and apparently they could work like portals. But that sounds like crazy bullshit to me. That sounds like crazy cult shit. So of course, just throw away a Book of Bosty if you find that shit. Now, more foreign one, we'll go ahead and talk about the Frozen Heart cult real quick. Now, the Frozen Heart, the people of the Frozen Heart, they live in Sweden, and they believe that if they sacrifice the flora royalty every winter, that they could keep the cold away. They believe that global warming made the world so hot that all the cold came to Sweden and now they're stuck there forever. It's nonsense shit, but they believe by sending somebody in a floral gown, a giant floral slob of a person, out onto holy ground, they will be accepted by the Marl, and the Marl will prevent the cold. Now, I think this is just more or less a person being sent onto hollow ice, is what the holy ground sounds like. And, you know, there's a lot of sperm whales out there, I hear. So it's just, I've heard reports it's just a whale eating somebody in a floral gown to, prevent the cold. Yeah, that's why I don't fuck with over there in that Brexit ass type places. Not rocking with that. We stay in the broken world. What's up? Now, a big problem in the broken world is Sarin Stone. Sarin Stone is a new mineral that was found when money existed not too long. About 2 years after it was discovered, money vanished. The Sarin Stone is this black and crimson, cracked, kind of sleek stone. It feels like it's emitting some kind of air when you touch it. It's nice to the touch. It's a new element that's found in a lot of different hills and forests throughout the Pacific Northwest. And now, scientifically, it's said to be the composition of rotted souls. It's observed that, yeah, it does absorb blood. If you put it by a puddle of blood, it will collect all the blood by it. Some of the cults say that the stone is purified this way, and once the stone is purified, they can use it to summon or empower themselves. They can use it for rituals or enchantments. Sometimes they turn it to chalk and they draw all these elements on the ground to summon things. It's not good. It's all bad. If someone's like, yo, I got the Sarin Stone, you wanna go smoke it? No. Fuck that guy. Get away from that person right now. Do not be polite. You know what I mean? Ayo, that's some of the motherfuckers you need to look out for today, including people like the Stabulox or, the Grease Dogs especially. That's the Grease Valley's most wanted. The most wanted of the Grease Dogs? Cold Cut. Cold Cut is a serial stabber. He goes around and he stabs people with this little pencil. It doesn't really do much damage, but it hurts. It hurts a lot. And you go, ow, why would you do that? You go, Grease Dogs, not good. Watch out, Cold Cut. We're coming for you. I think that's enough true crime for now. Let me throw you to a recipe, a nice recipe, and we'll get on with the day. Ayo, it's that Grease Valley. Do you? Yeah, hey, so I'm here to bring you a new recipe. Ooh, I've been working on this one for a while. I've got a couple friends who've inspired me, and I'm gonna make some caramelized protein mush. And then you could even turn it into a caramelized protein mush pie. Come on, you tell me you don't like mushy pie? Come on, you love that shit. It's a little effort, takes a little bit of foraging, and it lasts forever. You keep it in your cooler for as long as you need. It's multi-uses. It's a handy to start the day, you know? Take that handful of your protein mush, start the day, keep it caramelized. Ayo. So let's get into it. You're gonna wanna go outside, you're gonna wanna collect your favorite insects, maybe even grab some little rodents if you get your hands on them, little mice, little sewer mice, little river rats. Pull them right out of the river, get your favorite beetles, centipedes, slugs usually work pretty good. If you want to go for a vegan one, just go ahead and collect all the moldy fruit and veggies you could find, all the muckberries and the goggles and your bristles, and you're going to want to mush all that up in a big old pot. The older the pot, the better, and just smash, mush it up, mush like a grandma Bali would do, you know what I mean? And you're going to take all that mush and you're you're gonna go and get a fryer and you're gonna fry up some grease in it. Now while the grease is getting hot, I want you to throw some, make sure it's that good old rose grease. You want a real sweet grease for this one. Throw in some dirty sugar as the fryer oil is getting hot. It's gonna heat up, and then you're gonna let it all kind of caramelize together. You're gonna let it turn into a nice layer of yum yums, and you're gonna throw your protein mush right onto that thing and let it get into all the caramelized layer, let it kind of real mush into each other. Now this steak is real mandible. You could form it into different forms and then it'll solidify. I like to make a good old protein ball, a good old mush ball. You throw it in the mouth in the morning. Oh, you're set for the day. It's a great northern comfort food for those cold nights during an ash storm when you can't leave and you just watching ash cover everything in your front yard. It's a great source of calories, protein, and world's cure. I mean, calories are energy. Calories are important. That's how you get around. You need your calories. And world's cure, like, you know, you need the good parasites in your life. It's a parasite that prevents diseases. You don't want no necroflop, do you? You got your skin slopping off, become all old and watery and bubbles and just bloops right off. You want the good parasites inside of you, taking care of all the importance. You know, so that's my new recipe for you. You could take that protein mush, you could create a crust out of a good old Graham Grahams, and then put the mush in there, pie it up. Ooh, make a yummy, yummy pie. Put a lattice on that. There you go. All right, so, looks like we got a Golden State alarm. Golden State alarm, folks. We're gonna do that, we're gonna wrap up. Ayo, is that Grease Valley to you?
Hello, I'm bringing you an alarm again. This is a Golden State alarm with the Golden State lockdown. There's an official lockdown. No entry or exit. Stock up, folks, because all the trade routes in and out of the Golden State will be closed. There will be a shortage of vermin rifles and night lamp pills. Stock up now. There will be a registry. A registry will be done with all of the residents of Golden State. The Golden State residents must register in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from this date, or they will be thrown into the hell fuck bum fuck broken world. They will not be allowed in no matter what. You will be kicked out. There will be people coming to your door, knocking on it, and throwing you out. They will also be doing a crackdown on robes. No robes of any color of any kind. We repeat, no robes, especially green robes. Also, no antler crowns. No antler crowns allowed in the entire Golden State. If you are seen harboring one, you will be thrown out or executed on the spot with a fucking chopping block. All right. This has been a Golden State lockdown. Thank you. Come again.
Heyo, before we get out of here, we got an important message from Mother Maddox to you. And Mother Maddox needs you. She needs your help to buy her schmeg. Ayo, new schmeg dealer in town. Now, Mother Maddox is the most amazing woman I've ever known. She's this giant woman with these big ol' overalls, she's always got a blunt behind her ear, just a real good folk, 6 bio-enhanced arms coming out of her back. She's just amazing. She helps out. She rolls some big old blunts with those big arms, you know what I mean? They got big muscles. They're not like spider arms or any of that goofy shit. They got big muscle arms. And she needs a bio motor to keep the big muscle arms going. She needs a replacement all the way from Bullet Rock. And let me tell you, Bullet Rock is not cheap, so she needs resources. She needs resources to do the trip. So she's gonna sell that schmeg. bag, new schmeg dealer in town. She'd wanted to do it for a while, and this is just a great reason to make some quick money. So, you know, maybe diversify your taste or get some new strains. She's got a hydron grow house right in the valley itself. You're getting local schmeg at that point. She has this old kit of nano farmers she threw onto the plants, and they've been doing a wonderful job upkeeping them the past couple weeks. And, you know, this is real great, too. She's got so many great strains. She got Goopy Diesel, the Purple Dusted Nugs, the good old Candyland, some Alien OG, some Crimson Label, some just real good. They got the Alaskan Bumblebuck. Damn. She's got these pre-rolls. She pre-rolls big old blunts, by the way. She made big old blunts with all of her different hands. Oh, sells them. They're amazing. Get me way too lit. Great to smoke at parties or with groups. She's also making schmeg meat pies. Ooh, you want a schmeg meat pie? Oh, shit. Straight from the meat pie emporium itself. Get some schmeggin-laced ones. Eat a pie, get high. That's why I say, you know? But also, if you're straight edge, that's cool. You do you. Keep it up, bruh. But, you know, if you want some of that schmeg, buy some today. And then you could go smoke by the Sludge River. I heard you could go find Mother Maddox down by the Sludge River, just smoking and meditating. Go hang out with her. Ayo, it's Grease Valley. Let's get outro going. Yeah. Hey, thank you for such a great day. Thank you for checking in. Ayo, let me do a checkup on you now. Heyo, how's your water barrels doing? You got enough water? What about your air filtration system? Do you need to go to a new one? You might want to do that now. What's your grease barrel looking like? You got a fifth of grease barrel left? If not, hit up your boy. I can fill up that grease barrel. You need grease for everything, from fire to energy to food. Come on, hit a boy up and make sure to talk to your family. See what the close ones in your life are doing. Are they making art? What kind of art? You should know that. You should be supporting that. Art means a lot to the world, and if it's coming from someone you know, that's amazing, and that should be supported, even if it's your brother's shitty band. You know what I mean? That's awesome. Go for him. Go support him. You want some more of that true crime? You want some more of the LV-13, those fucking heckler tonkeries roaming through the Grease Valley? Ayo, what about, do you have a wild story? Do you know about any insane murders or people harboring Sarin Stone, local cult near you? Tell us on the Grease Valley Radio Twitter, at Grease Valley Radio. Ayo, also get exclusive supply drops and fucking quests. What's up? Go ahead and follow us on that Patreon if you can too. We got a bunch of cheap tiers, a bunch of amazing perks that you could get shout outs, get written into the lore. Ayo. And you know, if you don't want to pay any money, a free Apple review always works too. It's even better, to be honest, most of the time. If you could leave an Apple review, you're amazing. Ayo. Hit us up on the Gmail at greasevalleyradio@gmail.com for any sponsors or voice acting opportunities. Ayo, it's that truest crimes to you.